Hello and welcome to day three, our third meditation on this week's theme, which is tip of the nose. This week we've been working with this idea of concentration and focus. And at the moment, there's a torrential rainstorm right outside of my window. Perhaps you can hear the pitter-patter of raindrops on the metal roof that's above me and beside me. During a meditation, it can be quite lovely to allow sound to be a point of focus or even a point of interest and curiosity. But we've got a pretty specific exercise in mind for today, so we're going to go a different route. Since day one, we've been working with this concept of mindfulness, of paying attention, moment to moment, allowing awareness to arise naturally as we just allow each moment to unfold, pay attention, try not to judge or tell stories about what's going on, but just receive it exactly as it is. This week, we married that with concentration, understanding that often the mind wants to tell stories. Even the most seasoned meditator will find that the mind is just going to do its thing. We're never really trying to stop the mind from creating thoughts because it's what it does. It will create thoughts regardless. It's our response to them. It's how we coexist with them that really matters. And so concentration can help with that. Putting effort into concentration can be really helpful. In fact, we can cultivate very deep states of meditation with a focused or unified mind. The mind becomes magnetic in a way, but we'll save that for later. First, a few words about the Eightfold Path. It's a Buddhist teaching. Certainly, we're not here to push Buddhism. But if anybody has studied the nature of mind and offered poignant and eloquent and, quite frankly, truthful revelations about the mind, it's the Buddhists. I've heard many people say that they've stuck with Buddhism because it doesn't have a lot of dogma attached to it. That Buddhism seems to be an adventure of inquiry into the nature of mind. I was once told in a very jovial way that, no, the Buddhists don't worship gods, but they certainly worship lists. So indeed, the Eightfold Path is a list. It's a list of eight considerations that lead to a life of non-harm, which means less suffering. In other words, wise ways of being. Areas we might wish to become a little more skillful with. Three of those have to do specifically with the mind. One is right mindfulness. Another, right concentration, which we've mentioned plenty so far. And the third is right effort. You might have noticed from the beginning of this practice that there's quite a bit of talking, quite a bit of pointing your attention in a particular direction, offering suggestions so that you might use the tools or the themes of the week with greater efficacy. And so all of this requires a bit of effort. When we're using a tool, we've got a job to do. And so today I'd like to put a little bit of effort into this idea of concentration. We're going to change things up a bit and allow for long stretches of silence. And we'll ring a bell every 2 minutes. See if you might allow the bell to gently arrive or arise, appear in the field of your consciousness, within your experience, without a finger wag if you're off in thought, without feeling like you need to push away or change or shift whatever's happening in the moment that that bell rings. See if you can gently bring your attention back to the breath, and if anchoring or landing or collecting your attention at the tip of the nose has proved helpful, well then gently bring it back there. Come back to the breath, come back to the present moment, gently breathing and allowing moment to moment to unfold with effort on attentive awareness. Attentive awareness on the breath. My voice will come back in at the end of this exercise, along with the pitter-patter of the rain in the background. And so getting comfortable, taking a long, slow, deep breath, and settling into the now. In your own time, bringing your awareness, your attention, your focus to the breath as it comes and as it goes. Simply present and paying attention to the now. Thanks for your time and your effort. I hope it was revealing, perhaps energizing. We'll be with you again soon.